We present Harry Worth in Things Could Be Worse, written by David McKellar and David Renwick, with John Graham, Michael Kilgariff, and Miriam Margolyes. Episode 8, the 10:15 to Gatwick.
I'm singing in the train. I'm singing in the train. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again. Good evening, fellow passengers. Is there room for one more in this compartment? You know, this is what I like about travelling by train. You meet people. You get to know one another. You never know what someone is going to say next.
Will you close that flaming door?
There you are, you see. I didn't know you were going to say that. Yes, all right then. I'll close the door. Yes, now. Can I see a seat over there by the window? Yes, I can. Would you excuse me while I just squeeze through with my suitcase? Now, don't bother moving your feet. I can manage.
No!
Oh, I am sorry. I beg your pardon. Was that your foot? I do apologize. I'm sorry again.
Oh, for goodness sake, sit down and stop apologizing.
Yeah, all right. There's just one question before I sit down. Is anybody sitting in this seat here?
Yes, I am.
So you are. You know, I beg your pardon. It's my glasses. They're a bit steamed up. What about, the seat next to you?
Well, that's got all my papers on. I'm doing some very important work. They're all my documents. Look, there's another seat opposite. So why don't you sit in that one?
Yes, and now you're going to say, how silly, but... You see, I don't like travelling with my back to the engine.
Hmm.
Well, I like to see where I'm going.
Well, you know where we're going. We're going to Gatwick.
Yes. Of course, we are night train to Gatwick. But if I ride backwards, I'm very likely to get one of my dizzy spells. You see, when I get one of my dizzy spells, it brings on my headache. That leads me to travel sickness. And travel sickness, in turn, leads me... Need I go on?
I hope you won't.
No. I hope I won't, too. It gets nauseating.
Why don't you ask the gentleman at the end to move?
Good idea. Gentleman at the end. Excuse me, gentleman at the end.
See?
Pardon?
Okay.
You are?
I ve lo meritare per certi poro tonci la zia Salvatoria in senso non si capari che so pento capari tende.
Italiano, sì, italiano.
What did he say?
I haven't got the slightest idea. Excuse moi, signorita.
Che? Signorita?
Da, I'm getting through to him now. You can leave this to me. I know how to communicate with him. Excuse me, would you mind, I'm moving to the seat opposite, so I can sit there, please, sir.
You want me to move to the other seat?
Ah, si, correcto, yes, will you do that? Will you do that, please, sir?
No.
Magnifico. You what, pardon? What do you mean, no?
I no like traveling back to engine. It brings on the, how you say, dizzy spares. And the dizzy spares, he bring on the headache.
Yes, well, I don't think we wish to go through all that again. Look, four eyes.
Eh?
Just sit down.
I would sit down, but this dear lady will not move her papers.
Oh, all right. There, I moved them now. Now, just sit down. I'm trying to work.
And I'm trying to read my paper.
All right. Look, I'm sorry about that, everyone. Just that I arrived in a bit of a rush. I was late catching the train.
We apologize for the late arrival of this passenger on the 10:15 to Gatwick. This was due to wristwatch failure. My watch was slow, you see.
It must have been made by British Rail. You get it? Must have been... Oh, never mind. I feel all right now.
Is he going to go on like this for the rest of the journey?
I sincerely hope not. Don't be such a fidget, ma'am. I have important government paperwork here to complete. I'd appreciate a bit of peace and quiet.
Well, of course you do. It's just that I love trains, don't you? Just think. It all started from that one British invention. If it hadn't been for that, we wouldn't all be sitting here today.
George Stevenson has a lot to answer for.
He certainly has. Who?
George Stevenson. He invented the train.
Did he indeed? Good old George. Question, where would we be without the invention of the railway engine? Answer, still standing on platform 4 at Victoria. And looking very silly.
For goodness sake.
I know. It's just that I'm very excited. See, I'm catching a plane tonight to Munich.
I dare say, so am I.
And so am I. We all are.
Yeah, well, I love planes, and we can't blame George Stevenson for inventing them. No, planes were invented by two fellas. I think they were brothers.
Right.
I thought I was.
No. When I said right, I meant W-R-I-G-H-T.
The poor fella, he can't spell. But I do love planes, don't you? Personally, I never fly without one.
Look, are you going to be quiet? Or do I have to summon the guard?
Well, I'm only trying to brighten the journey up with a bit of merry chit-chat. I can't stand it when everyone is totally silent, can you?
As a matter of fact, yes, I can.
Ah, yes. I fully understand. We must not interfere with government work.
Good.
You know, I can see that for someone in your position, silence is very important.
Right.
And might I add?
Go on.
On that understanding?
Yes.
Not one more word. And furthermore...
I'm warning you. One more sound and I shall pull the communication cord. Why can't you sit still and be miserable like everybody else? This is a British Rail train compartment, not...
The London Palladium?
Yes, the London Palladium.
They can be miserable there, you know.
Where?
The London Palladium. They can be very unhappy.
Look, I don't think my nerves can stand this. Where are my cigarettes? Have you got a light, please?
A pleasure, madam. Here you are. And just before I light it for you...
Yes?
This is a non-smoker.
Oh! All right, then. I'll chew it if it'll make you happy. Oh, I've never known anything like it.
Here. What's wrong with this blessed train, do you think? We seem to have been stuck here at these signals for rather a long time.
And it wouldn't make me a bit happy.
What?
If you were to chew your cigarette.
Oh,
damn railways. And they never tell you anything either. They never let you know what's happening.
All right, attention everybody. This is your guard speaking. Here is the British Rail announcement. This train has now stopped.
Oh, I'm glad you called in. I wondered why we weren't moving. You can't say fairer than that. He's told us what's happening.
This was originally due to a signal being against us. However, it had seemed that further unforeseen circumstances have since arisen, which are beyond our control.
What sort of unforeseen circumstances?
No, be fair. He did say unforeseen.
Well, since you pressed me on the point, madam...
I do.
The rest of this train has gone on and left us behind.
What?
What an original one that is.
True, I've never heard of that one before, but it makes a change.
It would appear that this last coach has in some way become uncoupled from the others.
Oh, really? Coaches don't just uncouple themselves, surely, even on British Rail.
No, madam, we have reason to believe that this is the work of soccer vandals.
Oh, this is monstrous.
It certainly is. Send them off.
What's going to happen now? We're stuck out in the middle of nowhere. This is a place totally cut off from all civilization.
Are we in Purley already?
Stranded out in the open countryside in the dead of night.
All right. Attention, everybody. There's nothing to worry about. I shall now go to telephone the depot from our emergency box up the line and immediately arrange for a relief engine to come down and pick us up. This shouldn't take more than approximately 15 minutes. Thank you.
Well, Stanley, this is another fine mess you've gotten us into.
Really, I fail to see anything funny in this situation. This is very serious.
It's all right. You heard what he said. We'll be picked up in a quarter of an hour, or if you prefer, 1 5 minutes.
Oh, I think it's disgusting, those soccer vandals. Thugs like that should be locked up and flogged without mercy. Yes, they're a menace to the community. And furthermore, that goes for all young people nowadays.
Now, come along, that's harsh. I'll go further than that. It's very harsh. Weren't you ever a boy, madam? I mean, weren't you ever young? See the funny side. You must have got up to some silly pranks in your day.
How dare you? I certainly did not. My parents taught me discipline.
So did mine, but it didn't stop us. I remember one of our favorite tricks. Itchy seeds.
Itchy seeds?
Pardon?
Well, you said itchy seeds.
Yes. Itchy seeds, you see. We call them itchy seeds because, believe it or not, they made you itch.
I see.
You picked a little red fruit off the bushes, opened them up, and they were full of nasty little seeds. We used to run up to somebody we didn't like and stuff them down the back of his collar. I can feel them now.
May I point out that there is a difference between itchy seeds and a 20-ton railway carriage?
There is, a little under 20 tons.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Here, here. We're all supposed to be catching a plane at Gatwick tonight, remember? We can't afford to be late.
Yes.
But don't get nothing to worry about. No need to get heated. So keep calm and cheerful. Now, the guard said 15 minutes. It's now 10:35.
So we'll be picked up at 10:50.
Oh, dear.
What time is it now?
11:50.
Ah, well, not to worry. They'll soon be here.
Soon be here? Soon be here? You've been saying that they'll soon be here for the last hour and a half. Oh, I should have known this would happen. They've forgotten us. You mark my words, they've completely forgotten we're here.
Now, now, madam. You must calm down. The guard will be back on this train before you can say Jack Robinson.
Jack Robinson.
Try saying it more slowly.
What's the use? They're not coming, I told you.
No, no, no. It's silly, this. We mustn't let our nerves get the better of us. Relax completely.
No.
All right? Right.
Very well.
We'll try.
Remember, relax completely. Now then, who's drumming their fingers? That's the first sign of tension. You must not drum your fingers.
Excuse me.
Yes?
You're the one who's drumming his fingers.
Am I really? I'm sorry. I was just testing you, that's all. To see if you've got your wits about you. I know. I know what will take our minds off it. My pocket radio.
Ah, now that sounds like quite a sensible idea. Let's switch it on.
Let's switch it on. There's nothing like a spot of soothing music to calm us down.
Oh, the runaway train came down the track and she blew.
Well, I don't think we want that.
No, we don't.
What's on the other channel?
And that concludes our programs for this evening.
Ah.
Now news of tomorrow night's drama production, The Ghost Train, by Arnold. The scene is a deserted...
All right. Maybe the radio wasn't such a good idea after all.
Oh, if only this train would start moving again.
Tell me.
Yes?
Look, would it help if the rest of us jogged up and down and I went clickety-click, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clack? Well, it might create the illusion that we were moving along. Settle your nerves.
Well, I really don't know.
But you'll agree, it's worth a try. Come along, everyone. Right. Up and down, everybody, up and down. Clickety-click, clickety-clack, clickety-click, clickety-clack, clickety-click.
No, look, please.
What's the matter?
Stop.
Are you getting travel sick?
Look here. I think this situation now constitutes an emergency.
Yes, well, we all know what to do in an emergency. We know that, don't we?
What?
Pull the communication cord.
The train's already stopped.
Exactly.
So there'd be no point.
No point at all.
Then why do you suggest it?
I didn't suggest. I just said that's what you would do in an emergency.
Oh,
excuse me.
Ah, oui.
This train. I think this train has stopped.
Our Italian friend wasn't to know the train had stopped. He may not have travelled on British Rail before. He probably thought this was normal speed for one of our express trains. Now, listen to me very carefully. This train...
see.
This a train, uncoupled by soccer hooligans.
Ah, the soccer hooligans.
She, but everything is under control and now.
But really, I don't know how you can say that.
It's very simple. I put an A on the end of every word. Like this. It's very simple.
Hang on, it's the guard back again.
Attention, everybody. This is your guard speaking.
At last, where have you been?
There's no need for concern, madam. Everything is under control.
There you are. I told you.
You mean the relief engine is on its way?
Well, not exactly.
Well, what do you mean?
He means the relief engine is not on its way. That's what he means.
I see.
The relief engine will not be long now.
Ah.
There's been some slight technical hold-up due to unforeseen circumstances beyond our control.
Well said, and it's all right, Commander. We are not worried. We can stick it out all right. We're British, you know, aren't we, everybody?
See.
Well, tell them to hurry up, guard. If I have to wait here any longer with this lunatic, I shall get out and walk to Gatwick.
Right. Tickets, please.
What's that?
Tickets, please.
Oh,
thank you, sir.
What do you mean, tickets, please? Surely it's not necessary to check our tickets under these circumstances.
I've got my orders.
Oh, dear.
You understand? He's got his orders.
And the rule book says all tickets must be checked and clipped.
The rule book says all tickets must be checked and clipped.
And I'd be grateful if you stopped repeating everything I say.
And he'd be grateful if you stopped repeating everything he says.
He's not talking to me. He's talking to you.
Yeah, now come on, sir. I've clipped everyone else's ticket, so let's have yours, please. Yeah,
certainly, guard. One moment, please. Now, where did I put it? Top pocket? No. Trouser pocket? No. Wallet? No. Hatband? No. Jacket pocket? No. Hang on. Trouser turn up.
You never put it in your trouser turn-up.
Of course. Now, what a silly idea.
Look, I haven't got all day, sir.
But just let me think for a moment. Sure, I'll remember.
This train is not moving, sir, until you have shown your ticket.
This train isn't moving anyway.
Oh, no, so it isn't. Funny how you forget, isn't it?
Oh, you have the same trouble. Now, let me think. Where did I put it?
Hang on. What's this sticking out behind your watch?
Ah, that's it. I put it behind the back of my wristwatch.
What did you want to put it there for?
For a very good reason, so I wouldn't forget where it was. There you are, guard. One ticket. Punch your way.
Don't tempt me. Hold on. This ticket is out of date, sir. I want another £1.50.
What do you mean, out of date? What do you mean?
Well, the date. The ticket says the 8th.
Sitting. Today is the 8th.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. Today is the 9th. 1 minute past midnight. If you hadn't caused so much fuss trying to find your ticket, you would have had it clipped on the 8th like everybody else.
Well, Mr. Parson, this is ridiculous.
Well, I've got my orders, sir.
Yes, he's got his orders, you know.
I'm only doing my job.
Yes, he's only doing his job.
Don't you start.
Sorry.
Very well, guard. There's your money. But I shall take this further. I shall write to my MP or someone important.
As you wish, sir. In the meantime, I hope you'll all be patient just a little longer. Well, I'm off again now to phone the depot to make sure everything's all right.
Oh, I'm bitter. The nerve of the man making me pay twice.
Serves you right.
Yes, you really shouldn't be such an awkward nuisance. Yes. You know, you've done nothing but get on everybody's nerves ever since you set foot in this compartment.
I wouldn't let her get away with that if I were you.
What do you mean? She was talking to you.
Oh.
Look, I think it's better if we all just sit back quietly, read our books and papers, and don't talk at all. Otherwise, I can see we're all going to get on each other's nerves.
Good idea. See.
Right. We'll do that. We'll read our papers. Right?
What's the matter?
Look at that.
Let me see.
What is it?
It's a newspaper.
I can see it's a newspaper. What does it say?
Read that headline. That one there.
Homicidal maniac escapes from Lewis Jail.
Oh, that's not far from here. Lewis Jail. What else does it say?
Just a moment. Big Jack Cassidy, the mad murderer. Oh. Yes, he escaped from prison and is thought to be on the loose in the open countryside.
How terrible.
Right. There's something in this newspaper report that leads me to believe he may have a sharp knife on him.
Why? What does it say?
It says Big Jack Cassidy has a sharp knife on him. He's a very dangerous man. There's a photo of him there.
Where?
With one of those stocking masks over his face.
Oh, that's a picture of the Chinese ambassador. Really, you're looking at the wrong page.
So I am. Still. No, wait. We must not panic now.
But if this murderer appeared, we'd be completely at his mercy.
Now we can panic. We've got to take action. What can we do? You know, this does remind me of a film I once saw. Yeah, it was about a train that broke down.
Yes.
And there was an escaped lunatic prowling outside the carriage.
Yes.
So all the people mounted a special guard at every door.
And what happened?
He got in through the window and knifed the lock.
This is hardly the time for that sort of anecdote.
No, wait a minute. I think there is something in that idea, though. You know, mounting a guard.
Yes.
I think we should appoint somebody to stand on watch by the outside door just until the engine arrives.
Good idea. Otherwise, we might all drop off to sleep, and goodness knows what would happen.
Yes.
Good. Well, it's agreed. We'll mount a guard. Mm. Now, who's going to volunteer?
Will you volunteer?
I volunteer.
Well done, sir.
Bravo, signor.
That's very noble of you. That's the first worthwhile thing you've done.
What?
Volunteering for the guard duty.
I wasn't volunteering for the guard duty. I was not volunteering for the guard duty. I thought it should be him.
Him?
Or you.
Me?
Or her.
Who?
Well, anybody. I know what we should do. We should wait for the guard to come back.
What for?
To do his duty.
What duty?
Guard duty.
No. You get out there and stand by the door. If the engine's not here in half an hour, then I'll relieve you on duty.
Very well. I will go on guard duty.
Good.
I won't let you down. I'll fight to the bitter end if need be. I'm not scared.
I thought you said you weren't scared.
I'm not.
Well, get off my lap, then.
Good Lord, what was that?
It's a homicidal maniac smashing the train up. He's here. He's come to do us all in.
Open the window. What can you see out there?
There's somebody coming. It's him. My word, he's big.
Oh.
Is it Big Jack Cassidy?
I don't know about Jack Cassidy, but he's big. Oh. He's coming this way with a torch.
How big?
About 11 inches.
Not the torch, the man.
Oh, the man is much bigger. Here he comes.
No.
Look. Oh. His shadow's appearing at the window.
Yes. I'll tell you what I'll do.
Yes.
Now, I'll open the door.
Yes.
I'll get behind the door.
Behind why?
So he won't see me.
Look! He's opening the door! Ah! He's coming in!
Attention, everybody. This is your guard speaking. I have just returned to tell you that the relief engine has now arrived. You may have heard it coupling up a minute ago.
So that's what that noise was.
And we should be arriving in Gatwick in approximately 20, that is 20, minutes' time. Thank you.
Oh, dear.
You may now unfasten your seatbelts and smoke if you wish.
Ah, well, here we are, all safely aboard our plane at last. Quite a coincidence we were all catching this same plane to Munich, isn't it?
Ah, see. Life is full of little coincidences.
Yes, it is, isn't it, huh? Oh, it's a relief to be off that ghastly train. Well, better take off my seatbelt. Excuse me.
Oh, what is it? I'm still trying to finish off my paperwork.
Well, I wonder if you could help me to undo my seatbelt.
Can't you undo it yourself?
Well, I tried to the last time I was on a plane.
Yes, and what happened?
When I stood up, my trousers fell down.
In that case, very well. There. Now can we please have some quiet?
Yes, it would be nice. Then I could get some sleep and she could get on with that blessed paperwork.
I beg your pardon? What do you mean, blessed paperwork?
Well, let's be honest. You've been on about it all evening, madam.
I don't think I like your tone.
Oh, don't you?
No, I don't. Like in fact, I don't like that at all.
Please, excuse me.
What?
Could we have some quiet, please? I'm trying to get to sleep.
good evening, everybody. I'm your captain. Quite comfortable. Everything all right? Any questions, anybody? Anything you'd like to ask about the flight?
See, I have something to say. I would like...
Certainly, what is it?
Don't rush him. He doesn't speak English very good. Now, take your time. Speak slowly. Tell him what you want to say.
See, Thank you, senor. It is like this.
Yes, go on. It is like this.
I am hijacking this plane.
He is hijack. Pardon? Would you mind me asking you something? Where did you get that machine gun from?
Take this plane to Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires, whatever for?
Whatever for the football.
Pardon?
For the football. Inter Milan are playing there in the World Cup Championships.
Oh, soccer hooligans again. This is outrageous.
It certainly is. I haven't got a ticket. Now listen here, Spaghetti. This is disgusting. Speaking on behalf of all the passengers on this plane, I have to say what you're doing is wrong. Morally and ethically wrong. Just because you have a ticket to see 22 men kick a silly little ball around a...
Senor.
Yes?
I have 2 tickets.
You think? 2 tickets?
Oh, well, things could be worse, sir.
Could Be Worse starred Harry Worth with John Graham, Michael Kilgariff and Miriam Margolyes. The script was written by David McKellar and David Renwick, and the program produced by Simon Brett.